Well, John Cutler, tomorrow, Monday, Valencia time, you're up against Team New Zealand, race one of the semi-final. When did you expect to be picked by Team New Zealand?
It was hard to know who they were going to pick, but we've had two quite close races with them up to now. So, you know, I think of the four teams, we're on paper the weakest team. So, yeah, I guess that's why they picked us.
I spoke to your boat captain, who's also mid-bow, the other day, and he said he hoped Desafio was picked by Team New Zealand. Do you think you've got a chance of taking some races off them?
Well, we always think we've got a chance of winning. That's why we go out there. And, you know, but we've had some good races with them, and we've had some good practice races with them as well earlier this year. So, you know, we're going out there with the expectation to go out and win.
What are the strengths that you will be up against with Team New Zealand?
I think it's clear, despite what the, I read on some of the New Zealand media, that Dean is he's starting the boat, I think, very well. I think the afterguard's very tight, and obviously they come with very good crew work. So I think they sail the boat very well. And
what weaknesses can you exploit?
I think we need to take the race to them. We need to up our aggression level. We need to be a little bit more try and be a little bit more dominant in the pre-starts than we've been in the regatta so far. And I think if we're in front at the first cross, I think our boat and our crew are good enough to get our elbows out and stay in front.
So you think that's the key thing that Team New Zealand's got to be looking out at, or that you, as you know, what Desafio can do, what Team New Zealand should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see, as the weather's changed here quite rapidly, and I think we're moving into the more, maybe not necessarily steady sea breeze, but a more less shifty than it can be here. And I think you're going to see who starts well, who gets in front. You're going to see a lot of tacking. I think you're going to see, tight racing. But I think the boat that's in front has a good advantage. And I don't think the difference in the speed of the boats is that great that you can just sheet on and sail away.
Do you give yourself a starter's chance?
Yeah, it's not a great chance. But we definitely think if we get off the line well and do the fish, pick the right side of the course, I think we can win a race on any day.
The other semi-final, Luna Rosa against BMW Oracle, strengths and weaknesses to watch out for?
I think that's going to be some pretty good racing. I think Oracle, the people we've raced against, I think Oracle's the fastest boat out there. I think Chris Dixon's doing a really good job in the pre-starts, and especially up the track when the boats get slow and stuff like that. It seems like he's got really good crew work, really good boat control, to make the boat do things that are pretty difficult and make it look pretty easy. So I think you're going to see that coming up against James Spithill, who is probably if he's not the best match racer right now, he's pretty close to it, and the Luna Rossa guys have been working very hard for a long time. So it's going to be close racing, but I'd be putting the edge to Oracle.
Do the Spaniards realise what a jewel they've got in John Cutler, a graduate of Auckland University in engineering, who's won an Olympic medal for New Zealand? A quote, let's stop the complaining, we can still win this race, and you went on to beat Arriva. There were several other very close finishes that Desafio pulled off, and because of your schoolmaster approach, you rallied the troops and you got them into the semi-final. What I'm getting at is, without you, I don't think Desafio would be in there.
That's very kind, Pete, but it's one person does not a team make. So, I think I'm contributing. I think I'm helping here. And quite a few members of this team are people that, I brought into this team, especially with the designers and the full design team. So, I hope we've done a good job. And, I think it's a pretty fun group of people that we have here, and everyone's enjoying it so far. So I think there's no reason why it won't continue that way.
In your quiet moments, do you think, okay, well, I've done my bit for New Zealand yachting in the past, including winning an Olympic medal, but here you are doing your best to become a roadblock for them?
It's professional yachting's a pretty interesting game, and you know, it's a profession. You have to go where the work is available to you. And, you know, I spoke to Team New Zealand very early on, and it was clear that they had other plans and other directions. So, you know, you've got to make your mark in the world and move on. So, you know, I've been very happy coming over here and living in Europe for 3 years now, and, you know, it's great.
Big for Spain to actually be in the Final Four, because most people expected it might be Mascalzone Latino or victory of Sweden.
For sure, it's. I think it's very good for Spain. I actually think it's good for the event, because there's a lot of Spaniards in Spain, and they're going to come down and watch the racing. They're watching it on TV. There's huge media interest in what we do, and you know, I think that's good for everybody in the event. It would look a bit strange that the host country has sort of had lost interest, or just said, "Oh, that's it. We're no longer there. We're not going to watch."
John Cutler, here we are in the break between the end of round robin two of Louis Vuitton Cup 2007 and the semi-finals. A couple of weeks ago, it was cold, it was miserable, and 3-4 weeks ago, it was awful. Today, it's 37 degrees, hardly a cloud in the sky, magnificent weather, the sea breeze has arrived. How do you explain such an abrupt switch change?
I could give you a fairly technical explanation, but the weather over here there is a season change. The seasons change quite quickly, and what happens, I think, is that a big high pressure sits over Spain in the summer, and it'll stay here until probably November, and that just blocks all the weather systems from coming over here, and you get nice hot weather, and that's why people come to Spain for their holidays. But in the winter, this high pressure disappears, and we get all the fronts that move across the Atlantic, and you know, it's taken a while for the heat to come, but it's only going to get hotter.
That's John Cutler, and the heat will be on out of Valencia on Monday. It's Team New Zealand up against Desafío Español, and it's Luna Rossa up against BMW Oracle. This is Peter Montgomery saying goodbye from Valencia.